Newly sworn in Mayor Sherelle Parker has begun to tackle issues of public safety and the economy in the city. Before winning the election, Parker sat with WHYY News' city election reporter Amanda Fitzpatrick to discuss what her plans are for improving education.
A former state representative, city council member, mother, and educator, Parker says education is the key to success for our city.
I talked about making Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, greenest big city in the nation that would provide access to economic opportunity for all. And you can't have access to economic opportunity for all unless you have a solid public education system.
Parker promises to start with the school buildings.
So immediately for me, I want to focus on Philadelphia's infrastructure. We have an old and an aging infrastructure, and our public school system is reflective of that aging infrastructure. The last data I saw that you heard me talk about during the campaign was a $5 billion price tag that had been placed upon fixing our aging infrastructure. About 200 plus buildings. We were told that 85 of those buildings needed major renovations, and 21 of those schools needed to be totally demolished and actually rebuilt.
But it's essential to also focus on what's happening inside the buildings, such as including hiring a more diverse group of teachers and ensuring schools are adequately staffed. Parker then reflected on her own upbringing in the district.
And there was an expectation of excellence. And there at that time was also a solid group of teachers who were like, you know, didn't take any stuff. And I don't ever remember anyone saying that we had a deficit of black and brown teachers in the schools where we had a majority, you know, minority city and a majority minority school district. Students had an opportunity to see a reflection of themselves on a daily basis. I had a counselor throughout school. We had a school nurse. All of those things were standard operating procedure.
Parker advocates for schools to be open throughout the year and to provide a wider range of services to the community.
We are underutilizing one of our most valuable assets. We have buildings in every school. We should be using them accordingly, developing innovative partnerships with the building trades, life sciences, and biotech. Trauma, the gun violence in our communities, having those kind of supports and services available, mentoring in our schools so that they're not buildings that are just shut down at 3:30 every day.
The mayor appoints a school board. They ultimately determine who is a superintendent who could implement such measures. Parker insists she won't micromanage, but will select members who hold and promise to execute the same vision.
Sherelle Parker doesn't get a chance to sit here with you today and have this interview without having a quality public education, being a first-generation college graduate in my family, first-generation Ivy League graduate in my family. So none of my lifetime opportunities come without having access to education. And it's the great equalizer. It's what we need to do to put people on the path to self-sufficiency. And people laugh, but I'll say it again. I'm unapologetic about making it one of my number one priorities.
That was then candidate and now Mayor Sherelle Parker discussing her take on education in the city. As her first week sunsets, we will continue to chronicle the mayor and her new administration as it moves to fulfill her campaign promises. Amanda Fitzpatrick, WHYY News.